It's time for the Catechetical Corner. Every day, Monsignor Stuart Sweatland walks us through the timeless teachings of our Catholic faith, compiled in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He'll help you to get to know your faith on a deeper level, carrying out the mission Our Lady entrusted to Adele Bryce in 1859, to teach the faith. Here's Monsignor Stuart Sweatland.
Today's Catechetical Corner is on the liturgy, how we celebrate the Christian mysteries. And I'm looking particularly, since we're in the Advent season, at Advent and our preparation for celebrating the Christmas season. We looked yesterday at the Church and its celebration of the liturgy of Advent, which each year, as the Catechism teaches us at paragraph 524, she, the Church, makes present this ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming. So we're in that part of Advent when we are listening very attentively to the prophets, especially the prophet Isaiah, and all the passages that points to the coming of God in a new way into history, that there'll be this servant who will be a suffering servant and will come among us as a savior of Israel. And of course, a sign of that is the one that comes to prepare the way. And so starting with Sunday's readings, we have the precursor, John the Baptist, and his birth and martyrdom, which the Church celebrates. It also unites us to what John taught us. And John taught us that he must increase, but I must decrease. And that's the kind of the first law of the spiritual life. But we also have and are celebrating, and Pope Francis has in a particular way pointed to it this year with his letter on the crash, on the manger scene, on what he calls this admirable sign. We are focusing on the humility of God in being born in a humble stable. Paragraph 525 in the Catechism says this, the Christmas mystery. Jesus was born in a humble stable into a poor family. Simple shepherds were the first witnesses to this event. In the poverty, heaven's glory was made manifest. In this poverty, heaven's glory was made manifest. And one of the sacramental symbols of our creche and manger is that we place there an ox and a donkey, an ox and an ass. And this points back to the very beginning of Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah 1:3. I'm going to read Isaiah 1, verses 2 and 3. Listen, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have raised children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Here we see a symbol that the ox and the ass know their master. In other words, nature in a way knows the Lord of nature. And we had been forgetful or inattentive or had not been listening or had not lived in accordance with the truth of who we are and why we are. But in Jesus, we have the chance to be renewed, to repent, to begin, to return, to learn how to live and how to love. And every part of his life reveals this to us, especially for today's reflection, his humility and his poverty as he's born into a family. He also shows us the holiness of family life.